Counsel for Frank may lay his appeal before full bench. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, 24th November, 1914, page 1, column 3. Chief Hope lies, it is said, in petition for commutation. They expect to file with governor and pardon board. Convicted man to be resentenced next week. While attorneys fight for his life in Washington, preparations will be made here for his execution. Special dispatch to the Journal. Washington, D.C., November 24. Attorneys for Leo M. Frank are still in Washington, but were not ready this morning to announce any new moves, but are likely to make one during the day. They may decide not to apply to any other individual justice of the Supreme Court, but to wait until Monday and then go before the full bench with an application for a writ of error. It is evident the attorneys rest their chief hope of saving their client on the pardoning power which they will invoke for a commutation of sentence. Attorney Peoples may leave for Georgia today. Mr. Alexander has not determined when he will go. It may be that the attorneys will file a motion in the Supreme Court on Monday, supported by a brief, asking for leave to file a petition for a writ of error. This would give time for a more extended argument and a more formidable showing. Remittitur in Frank case delays resentence. No move can be made in the Frank case in Atlanta until the remittitur is sent down from the Supreme Court to the Superior Court, and it has been announced at the office of the clerk of the Supreme Court that the paper will probably not be sent down until next week. Grand jury takes no action against clubs. Bills of indictment presented by solicitor on evidence by Dubose. After an hour's deliberation, the Fulton County Grand Jury Thursday morning took no action on bills of indictment presented by Solicitor Dorsey against the Capital City Club, the Piedmont Driving Club, the Atlanta Athletic Club, the University Club, the Theatrical Club, and the Metropolitan Club, charging violation of the Prohibition Law. A number of witnesses were subpoenaed, including several prominent citizens. They were Robert F. Maddox of the Capital City, Henry Porter of the Atlanta Athletic, H. M. Atkinson of the University, and B. Lee Smith and W. A. Vernoy, police commissioners. It is understood more than half of the members of the jury who were present are members of one or the other of the clubs named in the bills of indictment. Dr. H. M. Dubose, pastor of the First Methodist Church, is said to have furnished the grand jury with certificates showing that each of the clubs in question has a United States Internal Revenue license to sell liquor.